This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wow, giving new meaning to it's cold outside. For those that live in the Midwest are probably sick of hearing that, but there is no doubt that Chicago was frigid. The Minneapolis, Minnesota was frigid. In fact, 11 states, for most zip codes, there was no mail that was delivered because could you really put those poor mail people out there in these conditions where they would have to crawl through snow and ice and, more importantly, temperatures that were flat out dangerous to them? And the answer is, of course not. Of course you're not going to do that. And boy, oh boy, what a wallop this storm has packed. So the conversation I like to say here on my show, Kate Delaney's America Tonight, is what's the buzz? And the buzz is over the weather, and rightfully so. As much as we can gripe about weather, and somebody could say, well, you know, it's winter, and in winter you get, this is the kind of temperature you get. No, this isn't normal. Yes, it can be frigid. Yes, you can have outrageous temperatures. We know that. But this is not what you normally expect to see. And it showed up on people's faces. There's no question about that. I mean, wow. Just absolutely insane. The amount of people really struggling to get to where from point A to point B, so much so that they set the tracks on fire, basically, in Chicago, because they can't have those tracks get to a point where they're dangerous for people to travel on them. And that's what you do when you're in that situation of these are the no-look temperatures, so we got to figure this out. And the way to figure it out is to do the procedure that we've been told to do, that we've done in the past, and that is to set them on fire, watch them. And we do it in a way that it's controlled, and it works. But who would have thought that? I saw the tracks on fire, and I thought, you got to be kidding me. Like, to boot, you've got this whole fire thing? Well, no, because they don't want something to happen with the switches, and that's why they have to be warm. So people are really braving a deep freeze, a polar vortex, causing a rough day of travel. And certainly for the people in those areas, it's pretty tough. As many of you know, the mothership here, where we're broadcasting from, I'm in a satellite facility in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but Minneapolis, brr, baby, it's cold outside. I mentioned that in case you weren't around the first hour, the kind of temperatures they were looking at. Everybody was talking about Minnesota. So Nathan, our technical maestro, you were warming up your car and grateful that everything was okay there. What were the temperatures like during the day, and what was the conversation in Minneapolis, in and around Minneapolis, like?
Oh, well, you know, no matter how many years you live here, you still don't like it.
I like that. You still don't like it.
Yeah, we had, and yesterday it was around negative 5, moved into the negative 10s and 15s, and it was about negative 17 when I got in here tonight, and I think it might dip a little colder tonight, and I'm wondering if they might extend some of the school closures that happened into tomorrow, but it's warming up by the daytime.
So maybe, maybe not. Yeah. You know, I have a friend whose kids are in high school in Eagan right there, and they're supposed to go back on Thursday, but maybe they're not. The conversation is maybe they wouldn't because of what's happened with the temperatures where you, you know, you, is it really worth it? And why, if you've already missed that many days of school and you think, gosh, the dangerous thing is getting to school, kids getting to school, and what happens when they're there? I mean, what if, even if they have backup systems, you know, if something goes out, because that's the thing for most people, what if the power goes down? And I know some people that were in that situation where the power went down, and that is equally as dangerous. So hopefully they won't go back to school. If it's really that brutal, and you've already missed all those days, and if it was my call and I was the superintendent and I had to make the call, I think I would say, yeah, let's call this off. Let's not take any chances here, because why are we doing that? And you see all the pictures of the people braving the temperatures. 3,500 flights were canceled, especially Chicago, O'Hare, and Midway airports. They, 2,000 flights there, and then the rest of the Midwest, you could pepper them with other places where they were shut down. The temperatures were minus 23 at O'Hare, the wind chill 52. So, yeah, this wasn't a great day of travel. It wasn't a great day for people to get out. And it's all about, are you keeping your car warm? How are you handling it? How do you get by? All that kind of stuff. And, frigid temperatures. It is the number one thing that people are talking about. The other thing is, okay, so the clock is ticking. Is there going to be a deal that's reached between the Democrats and the White House? And the answer to that is no. No, no, and no. The Democrats have offered no money for border wall, and certainly the president is looking at that emergency order. Not a shocker. We saw the handwriting on the wall. On the 5th of February, the president will do his State of the Union address. You can bet that this will pop up in the State of the Union address, something about the government and funding and the wall, because it only makes sense that that would happen. And then there'll be the response back to it, but I don't think it changes the outcome that the Democrats are going to cut a deal and going to say, let's fund the wall. The White House is finalizing the details of a potential national emergency declaration to secure the border wall, and that's it. I mean, Trump has met with his budget chief, his acting chief of staff, and some of the top people in his, you know, in his arena, I'll call it, his inner circle. And sure, they'll look at other aspects of what's happening with immigration, but the request for the $5.7 billion to build 234 miles of barriers, basically, along the southern border with Mexico, the odds are just not there that the Democrats are suddenly going to make a big change and do a turnaround. That's not going to happen. So it's going to be this emergency declaration. Then that becomes, okay, what does that mean? And if negotiations, because the president said Friday, okay, we'll reopen the government for 3 weeks. Let's see if these negotiations can get a border security deal. But with no commitments for the wall funds, with the 17-member panel faltering, the other option would be, okay, you could enact another temporary government funding measure to replace the current one. But then we just play leapfrog. We keep doing that over and over and over again. By the way, it expires February 15th. Happy day after Valentine's Day. Stay with us. We can count next.
It's paleta selling. Farming living. It's paleta selling. To make a shilling. That is my occupation.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Some are sad numbers. Some of them are interesting numbers. Let's preview it that way. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you are bearing up with some of this weather for some of you. Kate Delaney saying, bundle up, just like your mother used to say, and then bundle up again and again and again. How about the Gannett Foundation? They're giving more than $2 million in community-based grants. And so you say, well, yeah, a lot of people give grants. Well, what's this one about? So this one I was reading about it in a couple different places, and it really kind of piqued my interest. This is what they're doing to improve the communities, of course, that makes sense, and arts, culture, wellness, positive local initiatives. Imagine that. So what does that mean? For 2019, a Community Thrives will award 16 grants, offer bonus promotions, and 3 people get 100,000. Wow. 7 get 50,000. 6 get 25, and weekly bonus promotions that total 200,000. Sometimes these grants are worth looking into, especially if you have your eyes on something that you can do for the community that would really enhance it in some way. So the Gannett Foundation is going to give $1.3 million in grants. Even to USA Today Network markets nationwide to use toward these community efforts. And how about that? I love it. So what do they use them for? Hunger, literacy, housing, extended learning. That's a good one. And 109 different places will be that much better because they get a little bit of a boost. Any boost is, you know, a good boost to me. How about infant ibuprofen? There's been a recall on that. And what they're saying is a New Jersey company has expanded the voluntary recall of the infant ibuprofen. So Tris Pharma said they sold lots under Walmart, CVS Pharmacy, Family Dollar brands impacted by this whole recall thing. And they're saying that the reason for the recall was a potentially higher concentration of ibuprofen of less than 10% above the specified limit in some bottles from these three batches. So it's safety issues or toxicity. I just met a guy named Max who was involved in this speaker thing I was involved with a week or so ago. And he had some dental work done, and the dentist prescribed that a heavy dose of ibuprofen, and he turned gray. But he rushed to the hospital, and at the hospital they say, yeah, that's like you overdosed. That's like too much of it. And can you imagine what that was like? I don't know that I could go back to that dentist. But sometimes you don't think about that. But what does it do to you? It causes all kinds of things. The things that aren't as bad, the headaches, the stomach pains, that kind of thing, but how it can be that much worse. And think of children, and how do you know that reaction? Yikes. So they're right to increase that, because I wouldn't take any risks with that. Are you kidding me? No way. And then just to take you down that path again of what's harmful, fruit juices for adults and kids may include lead and other metals. There's this new study that's out. I know, I said I was going to say some good news, right? And this consumer research and advocacy group did this study, and they tested apple, grape, pear, fruit blends. They found elevated levels of the heavy metal in nearly half of them. Did you ever get orange juice pushed on you when you were a kid? I got like grapefruit juice, tomato juice, and orange juice a little bit, but then when it had all that sugar in it, then my mother went a different way. But Consumer Reports tested 45 drinks, found 21 had enough of a single heavy metal or combination of metals to concern people who work with Consumer Reports on the study. And just drinking 4 ounces a day would cause concern, because of the compound risk of what it does. And then you have elevated levels of heavy metals in other foods. So then you put in the juice, and that's even worse. Okay, so grapefruit juice and juice blends had the highest level of heavy metals. So just be careful out there if you're doing the drinking the juices thing. It kind of makes sense, right? I just had this discussion with the other, that we get all that pushed on us about drinking, so healthy, and it's just loaded with stuff that's not so healthy. I bet you're depressed that Ben Affleck will not star as Bruce Wayne. He will not be the next Batman in 2021. He's not going to be the Caped Crusader, apparently. It's going to be a different, a new movie, but they're going to have another Batman. He played Batman in Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, Suicide Squad, and Justice League. I forgot how many times he did that. So the new one that comes out is going to be in June of 2021, and they're going to focus on a younger Bruce Wayne, whoever that's going to be. I think that's a hard role to do, because the expectation is there. What is Batman supposed to be like? And for some reason, it can be deadly for some of these actors to play Batman, or at least it feels deadly anyway, right? Feels deadly. Tesla, you cannot keep us down, says Elon Musk. He's gearing up for the Model Y crossover, and Tesla actually made another nice profit. So he's down in the court of public opinion, I think, in some areas, but with a debt payment of more than $900 million due within weeks, unless the company's stock makes a leap, Tesla's under pressure to improve its operations through cost reductions, faster production, sales. So they made a profit of $139.5 billion in the fourth quarter. That's up from a loss of $675.4 million a year earlier. And after some brutal losses, they've gone in the opposite direction. So they're hoping the Model Y is going to boost all of that. It is a pretty car, but it's going to be hard to make a profit in the first quarter of 2019 unless, they're enacting the $400 million in cost cuts. And that's going to dent the bottom line, I would think, a little bit. But he says, Elon Musk, that he's still optimistic. Hey, what's a what if he makes like $100 more? We made $100 over what we expected. Now that we, they wouldn't even announce anything. That is like a half of a penny. But they've had improvements in manufacturing. They've had some construction things to speed up. And I guess they're doing that. You got to say the guy is brilliant. Whether he's eccentric or a little nutty, he is absolutely brilliant in some areas. How you come up with this idea, then all of a sudden you're in space and you're launching that, and you actually enact it despite the odds being really against you, but you hang in there. Yeah, there's something about hanging in there. Something about that. And he definitely was that guy that hung around, figured it out, got the right people on his team, got the people to back him, and yes, there you go. All right, you might say yes or no to this, but Glenn Close, who's won a couple of awards now, this is Hollywood's big season of awards with the SAG Awards, Golden Globes, and then ultimately the Oscars, she says she's down for an update on Fatal Attraction. So there has been rumors, but will it really happen? Fatal Attraction, I don't know how many years ago that movie was. Remember, it was Glenn Close who became obsessed with a married man, Michael Douglas, and then they have like this weekend affair, and then she boils a bunny, goes after him, goes after his kid. It was crazy. I thought any man who watches this, there's no way they're going down that path. No way. She's 71. I mean, it would be Where Is Your Life Now, I guess, if they did that. And she just earned her 7th Oscar nod for The Wife, a movie that came out this past year. And she got her 4th Oscar nomination in 88 for playing Alex Forrest in this movie, Fatal Attraction, that some people would like to see, the second part of it, I guess. We do live in the land of sequels. If you can find the audience and you can pull it off, I suppose. This is a good deal. If you've got a child who's 14, that's really a teenager, but 14 or younger, you can get a free seat on a domestic flight on Frontier Airlines. They've got this thing called Discount Den, and that's pretty big, because usually it's infants or kids that are way younger. Now, you got to pay for the membership. It's like just under $60. But if you fly enough, that would pay itself off in one flight. So you would get the lowest fares. You'd be able to have your teenager on for free. Now, you don't get free bags. There's all kinds of add-ons. There always is, right? You get nickeled and dimed no matter what the airline is. Hang with us. Coming up next, a great conversation about crowdfunding. In fact, she's in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Midwest is still in the grip of the polar vortex with temperatures well below zero. Crews are still trying to restore power to more than 7,500 customers in 7 states. WCCO meteorologist Paul Douglas.
Here in the Twin Cities, coldest temperature 28 below, coldest wind chill 55 below. It was about 6-7 degrees colder than the South Pole. And any time you can make that comparison, a mixture of fascination, dread, and wow.
The cold is also freezing fuel lines in planes. FlightAware's Mark Duell.
So far, more than 5,000 flights have been canceled. Once the aircraft and the crews are out of place, it can take about a day or so to get back to normal operations, depending on how bad the disruption is. So even once the weather lifts and improves, there will still be some flights canceled or delayed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Well, we're very excited to be joined by Ruth Hedges. Think of Global Crowdfunding Convention in Vegas. I love Vegas. I used to live there, and this is the perfect place for it, right? At the end of October, actually 2 days in October, October 23rd and 24th, and big news as far as Global Crowdfunding Convention is concerned because they've hooked up with Microsoft, but we'll get to that in a second. First, we need to start from the very beginning. Ruth, thanks so much for popping on with us here at Forbes Books at Bedtime. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This is really exciting stuff.
So tell us, for people who don't know, let's talk about crowdfunding.
Sure.
The beginnings of it, everything.
So actually, the Statue of Liberty was crowdfunded. They did not have. Yes, it was. That's absolutely true. They did not have any place to put it, so they had to crowdfund.
We got the statue.
We got the statue.
What should we do with it?
Really, they didn't have. And it was going to cost $125,000 of a concrete and whatever else they built to put this on. And so they put an ad in the newspaper. And people gave pennies and nickels and dimes till they came up with $125,000. And that was a lot of, that's millions of dollars in today's dollars.
Right, right.
But that was some of the first crowdfunding.
So the early days of crowdfunding, now we leap forward to now, and that's like a buzzword. You like have it's your own vocabulary when it comes to crowdfunding.
We do.
How big, let's talk about the impetus for it. How did this all start?
So when the Internet came into play, we had a way to communicate with a large group of people about causes and about innovation and things that before we would have to meet face-to-face to do. So the technology really helped push crowdfunding. But then there were some people who created the platforms like Kickstarter, Indiegogo, GoFundMe were the three big ones that came out initially. And then there was actually one of the platforms that most people don't know about. It's called ArtistShare. And it was before Kickstarter and Indiegogo. And it was for musicians. And in 2003, they launched ArtistShare to help musicians fund their music because the...
2003?
2003.
So 10 years before...
Before, yeah.
The Kickstarter.
Well, Kickstarter is about 2008, so it was really 5 years, let's say.
I am going to interrupt you to tell one on myself. I was at a startup event in New York and met the founders of Kickstarter. They were pitching.
Right.
And I walked away and I thought, that's the stupidest
thing. Oh, my God, you did
heard.
Not really.
I did not say, can I invest? It was very early on. I mean, they were just working on the vocabulary. And the. But before you knew what it was such an insane idea that it really didn't make sense until it made sense.
Until it made sense. Yeah. And then it's on ArtistShare, they've had 29 artists, musicians, nominated for a Grammy, and 10 of them won Grammy Awards.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Do you realize this music would have never existed without crowdfunding? And they are Grammy-quality music.
Yes.
This is unbelievable.
You would have had to go to their house and know to knock on their garage door.
Right. Wow. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, crazy. That's fantastic.
In monetary terms, I mean, the money has to be off the charts. I always say it's what your wow. Where are we as far as that's concerned, Ruth?
So when I first... did my first convention in 2012. We're doing our sixth global crowdfunding convention this year. The entire industry in the whole world was $1.7 billion. Last year was $65 billion.
Yeah.
It was more than venture capital funding. More than venture capital funding.
Well, and there's another piece to this that I think is important. Of that, say the number again, how many billions?
65.
65 billion. What percentage is the thing people think of when they think of Kickstarter, of crowdsourcing, which is Kickstarter?
Well, it's not crowdsourcing. Crowdsourcing is a different thing.
Okay.
This is crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding,
right.
I mean. But I think when people hear a number like that and this conversation, they think Kickstarter. So I think one of the things we need to do is explain the difference, just for starters.
Right, sure. So there are three kinds of crowdfunding. There is what is called donation or cause-related crowdfunding. Everybody knows GoFundMe.
Yes.
Katrina, the Boston bombing, medical causes, $750 million on GoFundMe alone is for medical causes. Then you have people that are just, you know, college tuition. People crowdfund tuition all the time. They crowdfund anything you can possibly think of. That's donation or cause-related crowdfunding. The second kind is called reward crowdfunding. There are several thousand platforms in every language, in every country in the world today where you can crowdfund. It's not just Kickstarter and Indiegogo anymore. There are huge platforms now in China, in Italy, in France, you name it. There's crowdfunding everywhere in the world today. And that's mostly based on reward crowdfunding, where you have a prototype for an idea of product, and you don't have the money for the inventory. So you go to the crowd and you say, hey, look, if you help me with some upfront money, I will give you one of these right off, you know, when we get it manufactured, for below the manufactured suggested retail price.
Maybe it's signed by Sting, or there's a party.
Right.
Or, I mean, it's a reward.
It's a reward. Yeah. But in many cases, it's the thing that is the reward.
Right.
It's not
that's
the
right.
baseball cap and the T-shirt that's really that's compelling right. people.
It's what
it's that thing.
Yeah.
I want the drone.
The
I
coolest
want the 3D,
cooler where the guy wanted
cooler.
To make
$100,000
and got $10 million in funding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow,
yes.
So you have to have a favorite story. I know that's hard, but what's your favorite story to come out of now going into your 6 years? Of somebody getting funding?
Well, there's so many of them because I'm obviously immersed in this.
Yeah.
I'm, you know,
oh, yeah.
It's like I have a computer chip of stuff. there is a couple of them. One is in January just this year, a board game called Monster 1.5 crowdfunded $1 million in 19 minutes.
Whoa.
And then went on to crowdfund $5 million in the first 48 hours.
Holy smokes.
There's
who's the creator?
It's a game company.
Okay.
I don't have
so
any
so it's somebody
it's a
with
game.
A background.
Yes,
in
it's
gaming.
A game
okay.
and it's a board game with creatures.
Okay. So it's not even it's not gaming.
No, it's not gaming.
Digital.
It's an actual board like a Monopoly
okay.
kind of board game. And then there's Flow Hive, which was this one blew my mind. They were trying to raise $150,000 for a box that taps into a tree and or into a beehive or
I
something and you get honey. And they raised $12 million. They were trying to raise $150,000.
Wow.
They raised $12 million in 30 days.
And
so what do you attribute that to? Stop for a second. What do you attribute that to? They knew how to tell their story. People were excited about it. It has to be part about the pitch has to be good.
So this is why I put the convention on every year, and this is why I also have a software that helps people understand. You cannot set it and forget it. You cannot build it and they will come. It is a real serious process. It's like applying for a grant, right? If you apply for a grant, you have to fill out a lot of forms and you have to go through a process. Even if you want to go after venture capital funding, how many people go on a roadshow, travel the country? That's a process. They have to get prepared. They have to have a business plan and they have to do all these things. Crowdfunding has a list of things too. And if you don't do them, you will not raise a dime.
Yes.
And even though I can sit here and name hundreds of campaigns that have been extremely successful, I can list thousands of campaigns that have failed miserably.
And maybe somebody gets lucky once in a while because they don't do what you prescribe.
Exactly.
If you want to do it in a smart, strategic way, you've got to
Right. You have to have a killer video, and you have to have great social footprint. People have to be able to Google
social
you.
Social media is everything.
And know that you are a thought leader in whatever it is you're doing. Write some blog articles. Get some press. For example, I have been in Forbes 7 times. I've been either interviewed or quoted on crowdfunding in your magazine for, you know, a long time. And that matters, you know.
Right.
One of the things I want to go back to, so say the name of the honey product again.
Flowhive.
Flowhive. Mm-hmm. They wanted to raise $150,000. They raised $12 million. I want to make sure everyone listening understands that when they raised that $12 million, if they had gone to VCs, they would have given up 30, 50, 70% of their company. This $12 million, they sold product and still own 100% of the company. They didn't sell the company. They sold the product. And that is, I think, one of the most transformational things about this form of funding.
It is. But let me just say, as one of the pioneers of the securities-based crowdfunding, which is now legal to be able to raise money, giving people equity in a company, there was a company called Oculus Rift.
Of course.
Do you remember Oculus? Okay, so they raised $2.5 million on Kickstarter, and then they were bought up for $1 billion.
Right.
And the people, there were 900 people who gave them 9,000 people who gave them $300 so they could have a pair of the 3D glasses when they manufactured them. Those people would have gotten a $40,000 return on that $300 investment.
All right. Well, I take back what I said about the... I get it.
A year and a half later...
Had they invested...
Had that $300...
And the company would have got their
funding. And the company would have still gotten the funding.
Yes.
And they could have bought themselves a whole lot of glasses for $40,000.
So this really addresses, in part, the qualified investor problem. I mean, startups
Everyone in this room is a angel investor. They just don't know it.
Yes.
You don't have to be accredited investor anymore.
Accredited investor.
You don't have to have a net worth of $1 million or an income of $200,000 for 2 years in a row to be considered an investor in a startup business plan. Before these laws were passed, there was only 8.7 million people in the entire country that were eligible to invest. Meanwhile, you have 240 million other people who have a lot of discretionary money because we spent $1 trillion on Christmas this year. We hit $1 trillion the first time.
It also meant, and this is what made me crazy about the qualified, is the term qualified investor?
Yeah.
What made me crazy about it is if your next door neighbor created the new Facebook and you believed in it and you wanted to invest... Before crowdsourced equity came along, if you didn't have enough wealth, the government said,
No, you can't
invest. Sorry, you may have picked the best. You could not take any of your money and put it in because the law forbade it. And that, to me, was tragic.
It was tragic because we are sitting on the wealthiest country in the world with so much I live in Las Vegas. Look at all the people that walk into a casino, put money on a craps table, a slot machine. Nobody cares how much they spend. But when it comes to investing, the government feels like they have to get in the middle of this and protect all of us from losing our shirts.
Ruth, hold that thought. We're going to continue our conversation with Ruth Hedges, CEO and founder of Global Crowdfunding Convention, on our next edition of Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Thank you.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEbestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Everybody's heard me talk about Life's Abundance that you can go to through kateskibble.com. And I'll tell you what, it's been such a game changer for Mahalo. And we're talking to more and more people about that. And joining us now is Lisa Flynn. And Lisa is a real estate guru in Florida, in the Sarasota area. Huh, who doesn't want to live in Sarasota, especially right now if you're listening to me in the Midwest and you're shoveling? You're thinking, I want to move to Sarasota. And Lisa has a background where at one point she was a dog trainer and kennel owner and whatnot. And besides being a real estate mogul, she got involved with Life's Abundance as well. And what a game changer for the economics of a business, you know, because it is a business for some people out there listening, and also for what it does for your dog as well. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So let's start with your background first about being a dog trainer and kennel owner. Tell us about that. What was that like? And I, you know, being a kennel owner to me would be wild. It'd be so cool, but I think I'd fall in love with all the animals and I wouldn't want to give them up.
That is oftentimes the case, yes. I have made some real connections with some fantastic dogs and some fantastic owners over the years. But yes, I trained dogs professionally for close to 20 years in the Washington, D.C. area as well as the Boston area, and a little bit here in Sarasota, but not a whole lot. And I had a 25-run kennel with doggy daycare and boarding and grooming and, of course, the dog training. So I did a lot of that. I also worked with some of the sheriff's departments in the D.C. area with their dogs. So it was pretty cool.
So let me ask you a question. This is a personal question. People will love this. They love it when I peel back the onion on the assistant producer of the show, which is my golden retriever, Mahalo. And Mahalo, right, is still, he's 8 years old and he moves around great and runs and all that other stuff, but I want to be careful with him. And you know how you, how do you get dogs to go up steps to a bed? Or come down. It's really come down because that's where they hurt their joints.
Yeah, right, right. That's so funny. This is, it's just like if you were a doctor, you talk with somebody and tell them you're a dog trainer, they have a dog training question, and it's the doctor, and, hey, doc, I have this rash. Let me take a look. So, well, it's guiding the dog, of course, and if you have a great relationship, as you do with Mahalo, of course, they will trust you and name it. That's the most important part, is if you're just trying to get him to do something without actually naming it. So training and obedience and so forth is not really just tricks. It is a language that to communicate with your dog. So when you name it, say stairs or something along those lines, and guide him with that, you certainly, treats will help and a lot of encouragement, then he'll start to understand that if you just start grabbing him and trying to tug him down the stairs, he's going to freak out and not know what's going on. So as you start naming it and encouraging him that way, then it literally, it becomes a language between the two of you, so you can communicate to him what to do. Most people just tell their dogs what not to do. So the key is to be able to teach them so you can tell them what to do instead of just what not to do.
I love it. That is a million-dollar tip, I have to tell you. So I know people out there probably have similar situations where they're trying to get their animal to do something that would benefit them. And you're right. You say, don't do this, don't go here, don't whatever. But it should be the opposite. And, wow, that's fascinating. So you go from the dog training and a tip like that and kennel owner, which is so cool. You're in Florida, you're doing the real estate thing, and you started with Life's Abundance. What led you to Life's Abundance and starting that?
Well, actually, I started with Life's Abundance 18 years ago.
Wow.
So I've been feeding and recommending and actually selling Life's Abundance since the year 2000. This company has been around for a long time, and I'm been aligned with them for a very long time. And it was a natural add-on to my pet business, my pet care business, of course, because people are always asking for recommendations for food and for toys and for supplies and equipment and so forth. And it was just a natural lead-in. But I started with Life's Abundance primarily because I saw the difference that it was making in the dogs that I was, my own dog, as well as the dogs that I was working with. The behavior is, your nutrition is a key component into behavior and behavioral issues. And so when I started to see what higher quality dog food, the difference it made with these dogs, then I started pursuing and looking into more options, and I stumbled upon this, and I've been with them for 18 years now.
From the business side of it, for 18 years is a long time. How does that work? And because we both, I mean, I'm new to it, but the quality is incredible. And my dog Mahalo, I think, is, he just inhales the food. He loves it. The idea that it's made in small batches, all those great nutrients that we talk about, and I've talked about that on the show. But I haven't talked as much about the business side. Tell the listeners more about the business side and how that can be fruitful for them.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of pluses to the business side. And one of the things you just touched on is that made in the small batches and so forth. This is an American company, and all the products and all of the ingredients are manufactured in the United States. So I like to support businesses that are in the United States. And many of these larger companies, we don't even realize it, but a lot of the ingredients are being imported from China and then put together here. And this has been some of the reasons for some of the recent recalls in the past few years, is they've gotten some tainted ingredients and then put it together in the United States, and some animals have been suffering, and many have died from one of the recalls, actually. So that's one of the components, is, you know, it's an American and U.S. company. But as I said, I had trained dogs for close to 20 years. I have really not done any training at all, but it was a natural lead since I moved to Sarasota, but it was a natural add-on for my dog training business. And I have trained thousands of dogs over the years. And with this business, every single day I get an email saying that so-and-so ordered dog food from you, and this so-and-so is a client from 15 years ago. They are on their third dog that I've not even met, and I may have worked with them in Washington, D.C., and now they live in Washington State. So this type of business is really residual, because once they're clients for life, and I am on some second, third, and even fourth dogs that they're continuing to order the food. So it's not like a business where you might, some pet stores or groomers or veterinarians will actually have to stock the product. This is completely hands-off, which is perfect for me because now I'm focusing on real estate. I don't want to have to stock product. I don't want to have to worry about expirations. I don't want to have to worry about shipping things. That's all taken care of. And I literally still have hundreds of customers from all over the country that I have not even spoken with in 10, 15 years.
Wow. And the great thing, too, is the point of entry is very low, I think. I think it's incredibly reasonable. So you combine that with the fact of what you just said, you don't have to stock anything, and it makes it a no-brainer. So somebody told me the other day she had just started Life's Abundance, I think, a couple of months ago, and basically what she told me is, you know what, my food is covered for my dog. That's amazing. I don't have to pay for the food because I have people that realize how great this food is and that it is an American-made, it's made in America, and the small batches and the nutrients and all of that. So I feel good about it because I'm not getting terrible food off of a shelf, and now my dog benefits, but it also, I'm not buying the dog food anymore because it's paid for itself. And that's the start of it, isn't it?
Exactly. That very quickly happens with this business. The startup costs, like you said, for starting a business, everything included for the first year is under $500. So it just doesn't make any, you know, it's a no-brainer, especially for somebody who's already in the pet industry. But I know countless people who just are pet lovers and wanted to take care of their own animals in the best way possible, and that's how they got involved, like yourself.
Yeah. The with Life's Abundance too, they also do something really neat that they give food to shelters. You can give food to shelters, individual shelters, and I love the way they do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really great company and a very solid company that gives back.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so I would be remiss not to ask you about this. How's the real estate biz?
Real estate business is great. It really is. It's there's always ups and downs in this type of business, but I primarily, my niche with real estate is working with investors. As a real estate investor myself, I actually got my real estate license here in Florida because my husband and I started to buy properties as rental opportunities. And I just started getting asked by other people for some help. So I got my real estate license for that purpose, to further along our investing business as well as to help other people. And I just fell in love with it. So that's another way that building wealth and having income coming in with our rental properties has just been phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And plus all that sunshine and those beaches. Are you kidding? Who doesn't want to live in Sarasota or near Sarasota? I got to tell you, it's beautiful there, of course, right?
Yeah, I have to say that we do live in paradise. It's been 5 years since I moved here from the Boston area, and I have not looked back, although I have learned to stop putting pictures of the beach and the palm trees in January and February on Facebook. My friends don't appreciate that anymore.
I love that. Lisa Flynn, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Kate. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.